It's always great to have the folks from Sanford Health call in and help us out to know what's going on in the world of COVID and vaccines. We have Dr. Killeen Swank once again. She's a vice president of clinic and a pediatrician at Sanford Health of Northern Minnesota. Welcome back, Dr. Swank.
Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it.
Well, it just seems like the vaccination rate is getting quicker and quicker, and more people are getting vaccinated. And I think that has two things. That's a big plus. We're seeing that as the state's starting to open up a little bit more. The other thing, though, is anticipation and maybe a little bit of angst from people who haven't been able to get vaccinated yet. Where are we at now in the vaccination plan?
Minnesota Department of Health has opened up the next two phases of vaccinations. And so I'm really excited to be able to say that if you're 65 and older, regardless of your health, you can get your vaccine. If you're 45 to 64 with one or more underlying medical conditions, you can get your vaccine. And if you're 16 to 44 with two or more underlying medical conditions, you can get your vaccine. And the underlying medical conditions, this isn't a complete list, but if you have cancer or actively being treated for cancer, if you have chronic kidney disease, if you have COPD or lung diseases that require you to be on oxygen or inhalers, diabetes, Down syndrome, if you're immunocompromised for any reason, obesity with a BMI of 30 or higher, or if you have heart conditions, sickle cell disease, pregnancy, all of those are considered underlying medical conditions.
Okay. Now,
fortunately or unfortunately, it doesn't take much to get that 30 on your BMI. So the obesity marker is not, unfortunately, a hard one to get to.
Okay. So we're getting more and more people vaccinated quicker and quicker. As you look at things and how they're progressing, do you have in your mind, or is there a word from the government when they think this will all be done, when everybody will be vaccinated?
Well, that's the question of the day, isn't it? I think that we are seeing here, we're being distributed more and more vaccine, and so we're able to vaccinate more and more people. We had a record on March 15th where we vaccinated 611 people in one day, which was great. I know that President Biden would like to see every state open up on May 1st to have any person that wants to get the vaccine, obviously 16 and older, but any person that wants to get the vaccine to be able to get one. And so we'll see if the state has opened up enough by then, if we have enough distribution of vaccine by then, but that's the goal. And then really, in a community, if we could get 70% of people or higher vaccinated, that's when you can really start relying on that herd immunity.
Now, we talked about this last time. Obviously, you're doing the best you can to get as many people vaccinated as possible, but people should be aware of other options that are out there. Leech Lake, for example, had a lot of vaccinations that people here in Bemidji were able to take advantage of. Public health does some things as well. People need to know every avenue available to them to get on as many waiting lists as possible, right?
Exactly. And CVS and Walgreens are also giving vaccine. And so really just call and find out. Also Iverson's too. Iverson's mm-hmm. has vaccine as well. For us at Sanford, if you have been a patient within the last 3 years, or if you have my chart, you'll get messages when we know based on the information in your chart that you meet the criteria. But if you're not getting that message, or if you're not a Sanford patient and you believe based on what I just said that you meet the criteria, what you can do is I'll give you a number you can call. It's 877-701-0779. Again, 877-701-0779. And you'll reach a Sanford voice recording that'll kind of prompt you which buttons to push based on your criteria.
So I'm on a Sanford chart, and I get those emails and notices. I was able to get mine through the pharmacy. Should I let Sanford know or just ignore?
That's a great question. I think that you can ignore it, but you may continue to get messages if you want to respond back and get pulled off because you're don't want to keep getting the messages. You can do that.
Okay.
Well,
We've got three out there here in the United States now, and I believe all three are available in our area: Moderna, Pfizer, and the most recent Johnson & Johnson. We've heard a little bit about Johnson & Johnson maybe not being as effective. What's the status of that?
So first of all, I think that the best vaccine for you is the one that can get into your arm as soon as possible. As you said, all three are safe and effective. There are differences between the vaccines. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine has the benefit of only being one shot, and so you don't have to remember to get another appointment or get scheduled for another appointment, so that's great. The Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines, of course, are two shots that are needed. There is, you know, discussion about their efficacy, and you hear a lot of different numbers thrown about. With the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, though, it is 85% effective against severe disease. And when they did the trials, there were no differences across the 8 countries and 3 regions in the study. The other thing is there were no hospitalizations or deaths from COVID in the vaccine arm of that trial of Johnson & Johnson. And so really, for vaccines, what you want them to do is prevent severe disease, keep you out of the hospital, and prevent death. And the Johnson & Johnson vaccine absolutely does that, as does the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine.
If you're looking for light at the end of the tunnel, one of the clearest lights we've had recently was the CDC kind of opening things up and saying, look, if you're at somebody's house with family or friends and everybody's been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask anymore.
That is true, and that is really exciting news, especially for, you know, some people that haven't seen their parents in some time, or when you have somebody that maybe has an immunocompromised state, and so it's great that we can get back together. I think the thing to remember, though, is 3 seconds after you get your vaccine, you're not yet protected, and so with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it's 4 weeks after you get that single shot, and then with the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, it's 2 weeks after you get that second shot before the vaccine is fully working.
Okay. And nonetheless, in general, when we're out and about, we still need to be masking. You were just mentioning before we went on the air, there's still plenty of people in the hospital right here in Bemidji that have COVID.
Yeah, we are still seeing positive cases, and so we've had, just at Sanford alone, we've had 63 positive cases in the last couple of weeks, and we continue to have patients in the hospital. I think we had 2 patients in the hospital yesterday with COVID, and so it's still around, and, you know, the whole community has not yet had the opportunity to be vaccinated, so just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean that it's safe for everybody to take their masks off. If you're in small groups at home and everybody's been vaccinated, I think it's safe. But still, when we're at restaurants and other places where the vaccine status of everyone is not known, we still have to be really careful.
One of the things that has been able to, I think, move forward quicker than everything else, even though we've still had some frustration and setbacks this year, was in schools. Elementary schools, by and large, were able to stay open and in person on a daily basis. There was some mixing and matching, and they had to take a step back on the middle school and high school level for a while. But I think I hear every day in school at the high school and middle school level will be starting on March 25th. We're also starting to hear about some vaccine tests in children. What do we know about that?
Yeah, Moderna is doing trials right now for 12 to 17, and there's discussion about starting trials, and I can't remember, I apologize, I can't remember which vaccine, from the 6 month age to 12 year age. But I don't know when we can expect results from that, or I haven't heard when we can expect to start getting shots into the arms of those kids yet. But certainly Pfizer is safe for 16, 17 year olds, and then obviously adults.
And really, that's going to be the full blanket, right? Once we can safely assume we can vaccinate the entire population.
Yes, and I think, you know, making sure that we're especially covering those people that are most at risk for your severe disease. And so making sure that those people get vaccinated, and that those family members and people that they come into contact with frequently are vaccinated as well. And so, yeah, so for the grandparents, it's going to be when the kids are able to be vaccinated as well.
What do we know about how frequently kids get it and how frequently they carry it? Do we know?
So we know that kids tend to have less severe disease, tend to end up in the, you know, end up in the hospital less, don't have as many symptoms. There are some studies that show that the elementary age kids transmit it less to adults, which I think is why across the country elementary schools were opening up sooner. With teenagers, they probably function more like adults, and so you still end up with more transmissibility, even though their symptoms are still less severe than somebody who's 30, 40, 50.
Okay. Boy, it's just it is good news to talk about this, though. It's been a long trip.
Well, it has, and as a mom of a teenager, I'm just so grateful that they're getting back to full school next week. You know, he's in show choir, and I was grateful that the governor opened things up so that they could have a few people watching. I know all the parents with kids and sports and other things, they're just excited to get back to normal. It's, you know, nice watching some hockey games on TV, and it's been a long year for everyone, and I think everyone has done such a great job. Of the teachers and the school system have done a great job of keeping the kids safe and keeping the staff and the teachers stay safe. The community has been just having overwhelming support for the businesses that had to be closed down or low needed. And so I think everybody just deserves a big round of applause for showing grace and being patient. We still have a little bit ways to go, but boy, it's looking like a much brighter summer than it did last year.
That's a fact. I know of a few things that are taking steps forward. Thinking they might be able to do this. So hopefully those things will happen later this summer. But again, before we wrap it up, number one piece of advice, get whatever vaccine you can get as soon as you can get it, correct?
Yes, and if you have questions about the vaccine or not sure if you should or shouldn't, call and talk to your primary care provider, because we are just seeing really good success with it, safe. You know, all the myths that we talked about one of the other times that I was on really aren't bearing out at all. So get your vaccine. It is the way to protect yourself and your loved one.
And in the meantime, vaccinated or not, when we're out and about in the general public, we still need to social distance. We still need to mask.
Yep, they'll follow the rules, and we're starting to lighten up on some of the things, but we still need to be really careful. It's still out there. We're still seeing people in the hospital.
For those who maybe are not on the Sanford list but want to get there, what's that phone number again?
It is 877-701-0779. Call that if you think that you meet the criteria to get a vaccine, and we'll get you set up with an appointment.
Anything else we need to talk about today?
No, I'm just it's just really nice to be talking about good news.
Yes, it is. Dr. Colleen Swank is the Vice President of Clinic and a pediatrician at Sanford Health of Northern Minnesota and has been a frequent guest. She's practically a co-host on the radio show these days. Dr. Swank, it's always great to have you on, and hopefully we'll talk again with even more good news in a week or two.
Yeah, well, you keep us informed of the questions that you're hearing, and I'd be happy to come back and talk. And as we start hearing new news, we will get a hold of you to get back on again.
Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.